This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. I've got Chapter 12, A Vatican Assassin, on the way. BC is awaiting some details on his new assignment. He's supposed to be visiting a no longer abandoned old space station to take out the head of a religious cult who have set up a new home there. Two previous Vatican agents have failed or just disappeared. So we're going to see what he learns about the mission in Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. This is the special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin, which features a whole bunch of great voice cameos, special voice cameos. Although this chapter here does not feature any of those. This is just me reading the story and providing the characters involved as we go into Chapter 12. A reminder that I could use your help as far as keeping the podcast going. And if you want to be of help, if you want to try to keep things going, help me keep things going, just become a patron by going to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the Patreon link. You can support the podcast at $2, $5, or $10 a month. It's up to you. And you don't have to, but if you are so inclined, I do appreciate the help, and I do try to get my patrons the podcast early some weeks, and I have finished my nonfiction book, so I'm going to be getting back to writing some Alibi Jones, I do believe. So some more new Alibi Jones chapters should be coming, I hope. That's the plan. And my patrons will get them first. Again, to become a patron, go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or go to glowinthedarkradio.com and look for the link to Patreon. If you go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, you can also click through to my new calendar. I've got a calendar that's come out for 2023 that has all kinds of photos from my explorations this year. So again, that's at glowinthedarkradio.com, link to lulu.com, where the calendars are printed. And if you're looking for creative and cool Christmas or holiday gifts, don't forget I've put out two coloring books for grown-ups this year, Doodlerama and Doodlerama 2, both available through Amazon.com. And, you know, you could pick up each of them for just $4.99, maybe a pack of pens or coloring pencils, and you got yourself a unique gift. And again, there's more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. That's my pitch for my holiday stuff. New calendar, coloring books, got the new nonfiction book on the way, but that's not ready yet. It's coming, though. But I'll tell you what else is coming. We're going to get into Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin. That's on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Are you having trouble keeping up with the ebbs and flows of modern geekery? Is the real world holding you back from knowing what is happening in the geeky world? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends, gaming group, and loved ones, Geek Radio Daily presents daily informational sessions brought to you by the wonderful Billy Flynn, the Flynnstress, and podcasting's Rich Siegfried. They contain such helpful segments as history, geek birthdays, box office results, the latest in DVD and Blu-ray, video game and comic releases, Why, they also have a weekly show hosted by the wonderful Billy Flynn and the Flynnstress, which includes interviews and commentary. And to make sure you are informed, Geek Radio Daily also provides you with your daily dose of geek news to make sure you know more than that jerk know-it-all Steve. Visit us at geekradiodaily.com. That's right, Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. Now available in fine Corinthian leather.
Now here's Chapter 12, Vatican Assassin, Special 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC gets the package for his assignment early the next day. He reads through it as he packs a light travel kit. Fortune Station was built by the Sultan of Brunei. It's now occupied by the Light and his followers. Like Mbeke told BC, this guy is so conservative, he's radical. His brand of Christianity is akin to old communism, according to the OPO briefing. He and his followers live, the cult claims, as the first Christians did, with common possessions and no hierarchy, aside from the preeminence of the Light. Just another utopian wet dream. His interpretation's not that far from the truth, though, from what I've heard. I've always thought Jesus was a commie. Kind of liked him for it. When the Roman Catholic Church finally joined in the great ecumenical reunification, it drove the cardinal out of the church. He refused to acknowledge the new Catholic Church and retreated with his followers to the Midwest of North America. When he declared himself the Light, he claimed the NCC was heretical, and declared that he himself was the only true light of Christ left in the world. The OPO report describes his followers as hardcore loyals, loyal to him personally. He's a charismatic, highly persuasive individual, according to the report. The package has BC's transportation details as well. He's chartering passage on a light freighter equipped with a small passenger section. The ship's called the Paladin IV. Captained by one Adrian Longo, described in the package as a devout follower of the Pope and the NCC. There's a picture of the captain, identification for security purposes. BC studies his face. Looks honest. Sure, don't we all? BC's stateroom comm buzzes. It's Edwards.
Captain, I need to see you, ASAP!
Sure, Governor. It's just, I'm just getting ready to leave on that assignment.
Cappian, I'd like you to get over here just as soon as you can.
Okay, sure. Sure, I'll be right over. He sounds pissed. Better get over there. BC is sent right in when he arrives at Edwards' offices.
Come in, Cappian,
Edwards says to BC. Then he calls to the room's security unit.
Lock and secure this room.
Thank you. BC can hear the whirs and clicks around him as the room is secured. Whoa, this is weird. Maybe this is his game. Take me into his confidence, then get weird on me. Let's see how it plays. Precautions, Mark?
Precautions. I've received some serious shit about you, BC. Serious shit.
Such as?
Such as you kill people. You're an assassin for the Vatican, not some high-level PR guy.
That's crazy. Who made these allegations?
Daniel McIntyre provided me with a confidential dossier on you. UIN property, top secret. Says a lot about you, how you were a con man minister who was legitimized to do the Pope's dirty work. And it says you're an assassin. He says it proves it was really you who killed Meredith. How do you answer that?
I say it's crazy, Mark. I mean, consider the source. The first time Daniel McIntyre met me, he physically attacked me, even then trying to blame me for his wife's death. It's fiction, some kind of UIN fabrication meant to discredit me.
Holy shit, gotta think fast.
He's still trying to make people think I somehow had something to do with her death. So he must have had his friends in the UIN doctor up some records to make you suspect me. Think about it. You've just taken me into your confidence. He sees that as threatening. You and I spoke in a public place about it. Word could have gotten back to McIntyre. Look at it. Right after we talk, he gives you a supposed dossier on me. What timing? And how could he get his hands on such a thing? Did you ask him that?
He said he couldn't tell me how he got it, but it looks authentic. There are newspaper clippings of political killings, with reports tying you to several of them. Diplomats, reporters, and politicians. They were all pro-UIN, all killed by unseen assailants. There are even pictures of you at the scenes. It's pretty damning evidence.
Well, it would be if it was real. It's not, Mark. Doctored photos and fake stories, it's all part of their game. Psychological operations, covert warfare. They're obviously trying to make you stop trusting me.
How do I play this?
Mark, you know I am more than a simple priest in PR flack. Can I trust you to keep my secrets if I tell you more?
That depends on what you tell me, Edward says, then pauses. I want to believe you, BC, but this evidence is hard to ignore.
Mark, I work for the Pope in a less than overt capacity. McIntyre's challenged my credentials as a priest before, and accused me of assassination before. I didn't deny then, and I won't apologize now, for the fact I became a priest through some less than traditional circumstances. I do the Lord's work, make no mistake. I am not a cold-blooded killer.
It is not I who kill. I am only the instrument of the Lord, after all. Truth of a sort.
Edwards takes it all in and stares at BC, considering. He starts to say something, then stops. BC can see the questions in his eyes. We're at war, Mark. You've only had a small taste of it here. We've been at war for years back on Earth. On and off, terrorist attacks and bombings, raids and assaults. The UIN have been trying to kill us, the Christians of Earth, for years. They'd like nothing better than to see me and every other Christian dead. We've been trying to not let them succeed at that. As Christians, we in the NCC are targets. The Muslims have always lumped us in with the UTZ, no matter the fact that there are no official ties. We've been accidentally hit by UIN attacks in the past, but now they're doing so openly. You've seen the reports. They've hit the Vatican itself twice in the last month. Thank God the UTZ came to our defense. The Vatican has no defenses of its own, except for the Office of Papal Operations. The Pope started the OPO to provide security for the Church, for the NCC. We look out for the interests of the new Catholic Church. Essentially, the OPO gathers information and relays it back to the home base. Information is power, and Pope Peter, with God's guidance, we hope, wields that power for peace. We don't want war, so we try to protect ourselves by averting war. People like me? Priests who work for the OPO? We watch and we report. We've been called spies, but scouts would be a better term, I think. The OPO watches. Edwards is still quiet, listening to BC tell his tale.
I can't read him. I've got to let him in a little, so he'll trust me again.
Some of that information helps bring us the protective power of the UTZ. The UTZ enjoys the moral support of the NCC, and they have come to our aid, but we have no formal agreement. Aside from their emergency assistance, we're on our own. As for me, I was sent to the moon to watch the McIntyres. Edwards is surprised.
Really?
Really. The Vatican's been keeping close tabs on both of them. They've been in close and repeated contact with the UIN. Governor McIntyre had been trying to draw the cardinal in, making official overtures of friendship, but the actions of her and her husband spoke louder than her words. We were pretty sure she wasn't being sincere with the cardinal. Pope Peter sent me up here to see if I could find out what they were up to. I didn't think I was going to see her die in front of me. And I didn't.
So, you're a spy for the Pope, but not a killer, huh? That's still a lot, man.
Well, now you know all my secrets.
I sincerely doubt that, Edward says, and begins to laugh. But I've heard enough. It really comes down to you versus Daniel. You, I've only known for a short time. I've known him for a couple of years, but I don't really know him that well. I knew Meredith better. I liked her. She was a good woman. It's hard to believe she worked for the UIN, like you say. I think I trust you more than I trust him, but neither of you has me entirely convinced.
Look, Mark, the OPO knew both the McIntyres were working with the UIN. But what if Meredith had stopped? What if we were wrong, and her overtures towards the Cardinal were for real? It might explain why they killed her. Daniel's probably still working with them. How did he get that fake dossier, huh?
That's a good question.
He's got to be UIN, Mark. While I'm gone, you should be careful. Keep him under close watch. He's poison. I don't know if you still want my advice, but I hope you'll take it this time.
I still like you, BC, and still trust you on some level. I'd still like your advice. But trust is a rare commodity. I don't spread it around easily.
I don't blame you. Neither do I. I usually don't trust anyone. But I like you, Mark. You're my kind of people. And I can trust you on some level, too, I think. So if you want my advice, you've got it. I've got to get going, if we're okay. I've told you all I can about what I'm doing here on the moon.
Not exactly a simple priest.
Will you keep my secrets?
Sure. It's a deal.
Edward stands and extends his hand. BC leans across the desk and shakes it.
A strong, solid handshake. Good sign.
Open the office,
Edwards calls to the room security unit. The room whirs and clicks again, and the office door pops open.
Give me a call when you get back here, BC.
I will. BC leaves the office, heads back through the atrium, and back to his rooms. He notices he's breathing a little heavy, and his heart is racing.
That was too close. McIntyre's dead when I get back here.
He'll be trying to undermine me the whole time I'm gone, I'm sure.
I hope I've convinced Edwards not to listen to him. He is poison.
That was Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the special 15th anniversary edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. McIntyre is trying to undermine BC and his new rapport with Mark Edwards. The UIN stooge McIntyre doesn't want BC getting too cozy with the new governor, obviously. That could be a fatal mistake on his part. But any revenge is going to be slightly delayed as BC handles first things first and heads off on his new assignment on our next episode. A reminder that you can give my books as gifts for this holiday season, including the new Vatican Assassin trilogy. The third edition of the Vatican Assassin trilogy is out in paperback. You can give it as an ebook as well, but paperback came out beautiful. I really like how it looks. And, you know, speaking of my books, I noticed the chronological anthology is going for, like, just under $5 on Amazon right now. The Alibi Jones chronological anthology. So head over to Amazon.com for my coloring books as well, the Doodlerama 1 and 2. Or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com,
or MikeLuoma.com for links to everything. You can head to my site or to patreon.com/glowintheDarkRadio if you want to support this podcast by becoming a patron. You can do that for $2 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month, and help support the podcast. That is all for this week. We'll be back with a much longer chapter, I think about twice as long as this one, chapter 13. Coming along on our next episode, I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation,
copyright 2022
by Michael F. Luoma, and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.